This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia today. At the invitation of President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulides, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus today. While in Nicosia, Prime Minister will hold talks with President Christodoulides and address business leaders in Limassol. In the second leg of his visit, at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will visit Kananaskis in Canada tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit. Prime Minister will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on 18 June. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu informed that Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes, which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency.
We do have a very robust protocol which we follow every time. But when the incident happened, we also felt that there is a need to do an extended surveillance into the Boeing 787 series. With immediate urgency, all of them are going to be done. And furthermore, as the investigation is going to proceed and the report is going to come, whatever necessary steps are needed to be taken, we are going to ensure that without any hesitation, we are going to improve every necessary thing that is going to come our way to improve the safety.
Briefing media in Delhi yesterday, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. Israel and Iran exchanged missile strikes with explosions heard in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Tehran. Iranian missiles targeted sites across Israel, killing at least 3 people and injuring dozens in retaliation for ongoing Israeli attacks on Iran. The Israeli military has said that 7 Israeli soldiers were injured as a result of an Iranian missile launched yesterday. On the other hand, the Iranian official media claimed that the Iranian army's air defenses shot down to 2 Israeli F-35 fighter jets that had intruded into the country's airspace. However, Israel denied the claim. India has asked its citizens in Palestine to remain vigilant and observe locally advised safety and emergency procedures due to the current situation in the region. The Representative Office of India, Ramallah, issued an advisory and urged all Indian nationals to exercise caution and avoid unnecessary movement. In case of an emergency, Indian citizens can contact the Representative Office at 9705-9291-6418. The much-awaited exam for mission-carrying group captain Shubhanshu Shukla to the International Space Station has been rescheduled for June 19, 2025. This announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission multiple times. During a follow-up on the coordination meeting between ISRO, Exim Space and SpaceX, it was confirmed that the liquid oxygen tank leak observed in the Falcon 9 launch vehicle has been successfully resolved. South Africa have clinched their first ICC title in 27 years, beating Australia by 5 wickets to win the World Test Championship Final 2025 at Lord's Cricket Ground, London. Aidan Markram slammed a century and captain Themba Bavuma fought through the injury to score a 50 as South Africa chased down a daunting target of 282 on day 4. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, held its 28th Apex Council meeting last evening, during which a committee was formed to prevent cases like the stampede outside Bengaluru's M. Chinnaswamy Stadium after Royal Challengers Bengaluru's maiden Indian Premier League title win. Also, venues for the home white ball series between India and New Zealand were approved. The committee will be headed by BCCI Secretary Devajit Saikia. The Apex Council confirmed the venues for India's upcoming white ball home series against New Zealand scheduled to be held in early 2026. The series will have 3 ODIs to be held at Baroda, January 11th, Rajkot, January 14th and Indore, January 18th and 5 T20Is to take place at Nagpur, January 21st, Raipur, 23rd, Guwahati, January 25th, Vizag, January 28th and Trivandrum, January 31st. India's Pranati Nayak clinched the bronze medal in the women's world event at the Asian Artistic Gymnastics Championships 2025 at Genshin. And that is the end of this news bulletin.